93.5, 95.3, The New Connect FM. Lance, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter with us today on the Tay and Jay Show. And boy, we could have had a show yesterday and talked a lot about Jim Tressel, the former football coach at the Ohio State University. I think it's funny that any university that puts the in front of it and wants you to use the Ohio State University, I think it's great what's happening right now, and I think it's going to be great what is going to be. I don't mean it's great that he did this.
No, please explain that, because I think a lot of Illini fans are sitting there saying the same thing. I think a lot of Ohio State haters, whether they're just rivals, are saying that right now. I kind of want to understand why you think it's a good thing.
I'm not saying it because I'm an Ohio State hater. I'm saying it because what Jim Tressel did was wrong, and he was caught. And so what is happening now is justice. He is gone. And Ohio State, there are things coming out that are going to just continue to bring this program down, and I think they're going to pay the price.
And I think it's a good thing that he resigned.
I do too.
With what happened there, you know, the program ran amok, it seems like, and he was perpetuating this ideal of what he was as a coach, and it seems to be he was the exact opposite. You know, he's writing books about his virtue. Well, how much virtue did this guy actually have? But at the same time, I think this is a sad thing, because I don't think this is just an Ohio State problem. This is an NCAA problem with amateur sports. And yes, Ohio State was caught, but I want to know how many other programs are doing this. I mean, do they do this at Illinois?
How many
guys that are, you know, sitting there with their own business or whatever, going up to kids and giving them things? I mean, how do you police that? It's a hard problem NCAA's had for, I mean, this is a problem they've had for 30 years.
I agree.
And how do we stop this? Ohio State just got caught this time.
Yep. And some of the bigwigs are getting caught. And I agree. It's a black eye to the college football and college sport in general landscape. Let's bring on NBC4 sports director out of Columbus, Ohio. That is Matt Barnes. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Not a problem, guys. It's been a busy couple of days, as you can expect.
I can imagine, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you joining us, because I know you've got to be running around crazy right now. But just your initial thought to all this, Matt, what is it?
Well, I'll tell you this. We're all kind of shocked by the timing, but we're not surprised by the result of any of this. This all looked like it was going to come down in March. I think we're just kind of shocked that it came in May. You know, it should have happened probably, you know, right when it first came out. But Ohio State, they stood by him like no other school has for any other coach. And for it to come down the way it did and the time it did, it's completely shocking for all of us.
Matt, what's the reaction from Ohio State fans today?
You know, it's a mix. You know, some people are relieved that maybe this we can turn the page. Others are completely staunch Tressel supporters and can't believe he resigned. You know, they maybe expected him to get fired, but for him to resign kind of feels like they, you know, he didn't put enough fight into it. So, you know, it's a complete mix. You know, no matter what, everyone here is a Tressel supporter pretty much. But again, there are that group that's just relieved that maybe this will turn. We can turn the page and move on from this. Again, we don't know who the next coach is even going to be.
Sure.
So it's hard to know when this thing is really over.
Matt Barnes from NBC4 in Columbus. You talked about Tressel supporters. Everyone's Tressel supporters. What percentage are actually upset that he resigned yesterday? And I know a lot of people throwing blame. Well, why are you picking on Ohio State?
I don't know. It's one of those things where, you know, Ohio State's pretty much loved only in, you know, unless you live in Columbus. Everyone else hates Ohio State. It's just how it is. So, you know, it's funny. If you don't like Ohio State, this was the best day ever. But for all those that do love Ohio State and all those who love Tressel, this was devastating news.
Matt Barnes, NBC4 in Columbus, Ohio, joining the Tay and Jay Show. And Matt, I guess the question here about Jim Tressel is this. He willingly, I guess, kept information from the NCAA, and that is what got him in trouble. I mean, at this point, is that just kind of what you guys are on, and that's what your story focus is right now?
Absolutely. There's that, but there's also the old Terrell Pryor thing. I mean,
right.
I'll say that the majority of people here in Columbus do not like Terrell Pryor. A lot of them just would hope he'd go away. I mean, there's rumors that he may go to the NFL supplemental draft if and when they decide to have a season and schedule that draft. So I think a lot of people are, you know, the mad at Pryor, which in turn, you know, which they feel like is what got Tressel fired. So it's a delicate balance right now where, you know, obviously he got fired for just lying to his bosses. It's a thing that if any of us do, we get fired. So it's hard to get too mad just to fire when it's really Tressel's fault. If he didn't lie to his boss, if he didn't withhold that information, he may still have his job.
And Matt, that's interesting because it seems with the reports coming out, Sports Illustrated with their huge report, Terrell Pryor was one of maybe 28 dozens of kids that were doing this. And I don't throw it a lot on the kids because they have adults that are in charge of them. I mean, with Jim Tressel now resigning, how much pressure now is on Gene Smith, the AD, and E. Gordon Gee, the university president?
Oh, there's a lot, for sure. You remember it was Gee who, you know, not only stood by Tressel, but even jokingly said, you know, I hope he doesn't fire me. I mean, it was that line did not go over well in Columbus at all. It's kind of a mess here, I think. And I think it's a very, very valid question to how safe are their jobs. It's something we're looking into because it doesn't make much sense to me that with all these compliance directors, they have six in that compliance office. And then obviously you have Gene Smith, you have Gordon Gee, you have Jim Tressel, and that whole coaching staff. For them to be unaware of maybe 28 people in trouble, that just doesn't make sense to me.
And, Matt, one thing we were talking about right before you joined us is I think this is a sad day for the NCAA because of everything that's happening. I don't think Ohio State is the only place that's like this. Maybe I'm wrong, but is the culture really that different there than, say, at Penn State, Michigan State?
You know, I don't think so. I think it's any big school. And, you know, even Illinois, I think, there might be problems all over in every big university, you know, in terms of BCS conferences. So. But it's just a matter of who gets caught. And you know what? Ohio State got caught this time. And it's one of those things that, again, if Jim Tressel just didn't withhold that information, you know, who knows? But, again, when you're 28 people, and, you know, he has this kind of problem at Youngstown State, too, before he even got to Ohio State, it makes me start to think that he just decided what he wanted people to know and what he didn't want people to know, and that he even decided what he wanted to know. I mean, it's been a sad cycle for him, and I don't know. It's something that it's hard to come to grips to for a Jim Tressel fan, an Ohio State fan, that this guy who preaches integrity and morality and religion and all that stuff to, you know, to go down like this. It's a hard pill to swallow.
NBC4 sports director Matt Barnes in Columbus, Ohio, joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show. And Matt, I guess it's a deal where, you know, Ohio State has been that school that a lot of people have looked up to in the last decade. They've won a lot of games. How much of a sore spot is this going to put on Ohio State now going forward?
I think a big sore spot, actually. And I think it'll really hurt more in recruiting. Forget the NCAA sanctions that are probably going to come down and, you know, take away some recruits that may want to come here. But you think about just the black eye that puts on the program. Right. I mean, clearly this wasn't a Jim Tressel only problem. This was a culture in Columbus problem when you have 28 possibly people getting involved. And not only that, but with tattoos and memorabilia, with money, with drugs. I mean, none of this sounds like something if I'm a kid outside of the state of Ohio that I want my son or daughter to jump into. Now, there are two recruits we talked to right here in Columbus who said, you know, Ohio State's my dream school and I'm still going to go there. Fine. But I think it's those kids outside of Ohio that aren't exactly Ohio State fans. Just a fan of the program, fan of the tradition, that now all of a sudden are looking elsewhere and thinking, this is not where I want to be.
We hear they're not going to hire anybody for the next year, Matt. There's plenty of names thrown out there. We keep hearing about Urban Meyer. But is there a type of candidate that they go after following all this, with all this scandal that's gone on? Are they going to go for a squeaky clean guy, do you think, or are they just going to go for the biggest name?
I think the front runner right now, no doubt, is going to be Luke Fickell. I think what you saw at Northwestern with Pat Fitzgerald is something you could easily see right here in Columbus. Mm. You know, a homegrown guy that fans love. If he just shows, you know, if he gives a good year here, I think he's the guy. And you know what? I think he is willing to clean up this program. The players respect him. He's a lot different than Jim Tressel. Jim Tressel is very cerebral, very calm person. Luke Fickell will get in your face and yell. Apparently the workout they had yesterday from one of my sources who's on the team pretty much just said it was the most emotional and intense workout they've had. There was Michigan stuff all over the place. They got at it. Every coach told all their players, you know, if you don't want to be a part of this, get out. You know, there are rumors here that, again, that Terrell Pryor won't even be on this team, and it wouldn't shock me if any of the 5 to 10 players are gone.
Wow.
Before the season begins. They need to clean this up, and Luke Fickell's going to try that. Now, if they don't bring back Luke Fickell, yeah, a guy like Urban Meyer makes complete sense. You know, he ran a pretty clean program at Florida. The only mistakes made there were just guys, you know, doing stupid things off the field, but not to the level that the guys at Ohio State were doing it.
Absolutely. Matt Barnes, I've got one final question. I want you to put on your hat that looks into the future. Is this going to bring, and when I say this, I mean, I look at Ohio State, and when it comes to football, as that dominant program, is it bringing them back now? What's going to happen here in the next 2-3 years, you think, to the pack?
You know what? It's tough to gauge right now. You know, this team, you know, that's going to be playing in the 2011 season, you can guess from 6-6 to 12-0 in the regular season. You really don't know.
Right.
These first five games are a toss-up. You don't know if they're going to win all five. They can go 2-3. You just don't know how these players are going to play in the first five games. But you know what? This team is tighter than ever right now. And I tell you, if they run out a 9- or 10-win season, they're going to stay exactly where they need to be in terms of, you know, the respect they get nationally. And, you know, that will help with recruiting and everything. But, you know, something tells me, my God, this team is going to struggle because there's going to be NCAA sanctions for sure. That is going to hurt recruiting. They might have to make a coaching change, bring in new guys, new systems. You know, this might be a 2- or 3-year lull. And, you know, that's good news for obviously schools like Illinois, schools like Penn State and Michigan, which, you know, people in Columbus will hate to hear that. That's good news for them because that's exactly their chance to maybe pounce on being on top of the Big Ten where Ohio State's been for so long.
Matt Barnes, great stuff. NBC4, Columbus, Ohio. Big shout-out to Marcus Thorpe helping us set this up. My buddy from WAND is over there now working with you. But, Matt, I know you are extremely busy, and you got some coming up here at 3:30, so you got to get off here. But, Matt, I can't tell you enough. We appreciate you coming on and talking to us a little bit and bringing us kind of that view from Columbus. We appreciate it.
Not a problem, guys. Anytime.
Okay. Thanks, Matt Barnes, thank you very much. NBC4 in Columbus. Interesting what he said about Terrell Pryor, that the majority of people do not like him.
Yes, because how much did they crone for him? I mean, when he was a recruit, this big-time number one recruit, how big of a win was that for Ohio State?
Yes.
And look what he's brought to them.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's played pretty well. I mean, look what he's done in the bowl games and everything, and now he's this evil guy.
Yep.
If he's the scapegoat, he should not be the scapegoat. This is a kid. He's not the first one that's been a superstar all his life to take something.
Yep.
You saw Reggie Bush do this, and you've seen a bunch of other guys do this. Cam Newton's dad allegedly asking for money.
Wow.
He's not the first one.
No.
And he's a 19, 20-year-old kid. And we can use kid.
Yeah.
He's a young adult.
Right.
I mean, he shouldn't have done this. He doesn't get full culpability in this, but Jim Tressel is the adult here. Jim Tressel is the one. Gene Smith is the athletic director that oversees him. And E. Gordon Gee is the one sitting there saying,
looking
I'm
like
the president
an idiot.
Of the university, but I hope the head football coach doesn't fire me.
What an idiot. Huh? I mean, is that just I'm not calling him an idiot. What an idiotic saying that he said that day. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's break it down one more time as to what Jim Tressel did wrong, kind of where we're at in this story, and then we're going to open it up for everybody to call in. What are your thoughts on Ohio State? 359-2255, 359-2255. How does this affect the rest of the Big Ten? We're going to have Big Ten blogger Adam Rittenberg on next hour to kind of give us that scope as well. But you look at it like this. Jim Tressel knowingly withheld information that would have cost probably Terrell Pryor to play most of the games he played in last year. They came to Illinois and beat Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because of Terrell Pryor they beat Illinois.
Right.
So if you're an Illini fan, maybe if Tressel does the right thing, he's not in hot water right now. Terrell Pryor didn't even play that game last year here at Memorial Stadium. That kind of localizes it for Illinois fans. So let's hear from you, 359-2255. We're back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
And it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3. The new Connect FM Tuesday. And we're talking a lot about the Ohio State University, and we're going to bring in Big Ten blogger Adam Rittenberg. And Adam, yesterday I was really relaxed, sitting at a Cardinals game in St. Louis, just kind of enjoying myself. I assume you didn't have to work yesterday, right?
Right. Yeah. it was a non-holiday for me, so I'm glad someone got to enjoy it.
Well, Adam, you are busy, obviously, about this Ohio State. I would love just your impression, your thoughts right off the bat about what happened.
Well, again, as the allegations continue to come out and layers of the story every week, every day, it became harder and harder for Ohio State to go forward with Jim Tressel as its head coach. And I think ultimately Ohio State reached a breaking point, and I don't know if there was any one thing that triggered it or any one report, but I think there's a feeling there that this isn't over. And at this point, it's probably in Ohio State's best interest to start distancing itself from Jim Tressel, because ultimately anything that happened at the program, you know, in recent memory is under his umbrella. So, you know, Ohio State just decided at this point it could not go forward with Tressel as its head coach, and that's why you had the resignation yesterday.
Talking with Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger on the Tay and Jay Show. We've been delving into this for about an hour. What's the one part of all of these developments? I mean, we're hearing new things about cars, about drugs with this tattoo parlor. What's one thing that has stuck out to you that we've learned in the last day?
Yeah, I really think the part about Terrell Pryor is significant. I mean, this is a new investigation reported yesterday by the Columbus Dispatch, by the NCAA and Ohio State into Pryor. Now, the car situation with him has come up before, in January, in the past, really throughout his career. There have been, rumors of where's he getting these cars from, and now Ohio State and the NCAA are taking a harder look at Pryor and whether he is receiving any sort of deals or extra benefits that would again violate NCAA rules. Here's a guy who's already suspended 5 games, and you'd have to imagine if any of these allegations are proven true, his career at Ohio State is in serious jeopardy because he is a senior. So that part of it coming out yesterday is significant. In addition to what Sports Illustrated reported, really just the fact that now I think the spotlight turns away from Tressel and to the entire program, Athletic Director Gene Smith, the compliance office, and how people didn't know that all this, allegedly was going on over a long period of time. That's significant when you are already dealing with the NCAA.
And I know a lot of the focus is shifting to Terrell Pryor now. He's the star of all these guys that have been caught, but he's one of 9 guys on the current roster that Sports Illustrated talked about, and one of 28 that they've talked about in the last 8 years that has taken or sold or traded memorabilia for tattoos or cash. How prevalent do you think this is in the NCAA football and in the Big Ten? Do you think this is a larger issue that the NCAA is going to crack down more on?
Without a doubt, and I've heard that the Ohio State memorabilia selling goes beyond tattoo parlors, and I think that's something that could come out eventually. I think it's a problem not only at Ohio State, but at many, many football programs, really the big-time college football programs around the country. You can go online, guys, and buy a lot of this stuff, whether it's championship rings, whether it's jerseys. And, it's hard to imagine that all those items were collected after players were done with their eligibility. Now, we know that when a player's finished playing, he can do whatever he wants with those things, but as long as he's part of a team with eligibility left, you can't do that. It's a violation of NCAA rules to go ahead and sell stuff and autograph things for money and so forth. So I really think it's a major problem, not just at Ohio State, but around college sports and college football.
ESPN.com Big Ten blogger Adam Rittenberg joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show. And Adam, I guess the question I have, in light of all the information that is now coming out about Terrell Pryor and these other players, et cetera, if Jim Tressel would have just notified his compliance department a long time ago about this email, where would we be right now?
We wouldn't be talking about this. I would have had a holiday to enjoy, most likely, yesterday. No, I mean, I absolutely think that if Jim Tressel had simply passed along that initial email to Ohio State's compliance office and basically ensured that he was out of the way and couldn't be blamed
sure.
for lying or anything, he would be the head coach at Ohio State, and you wouldn't have people looking into every aspect of his tenure in that program. So I think the thing with all these violations, guys, as I've looked at other cases, is coaches, the best thing they can have is some deniability. And Jim Tressel lost that, frankly, by not passing on that information and then going forward and signing compliance forms and so forth. So that really triggered the entire thing.
Adam, the Big Ten has really prided itself on being clean, above the mud, compared to the SEC, who's this dirty, conference to the south. Now all this comes out. Jim Tressel was the poster boy of this, or at least that was the image that I think Ohio State portrayed, Big Ten portrayed, and we all kind of bought it. What does this change the view of the Big Ten as a conference?
I think so. I don't think completely, because this is only one school, but it's a very prominent school. It's the flagship program for Big Ten football. the last 10 years, and Jim Tressel was one of the faces of the Big Ten the throughout his tenure, just being so dominant on the field. So it is a lot harder for the Big Ten to make that argument that we are, you know, morally superior to the SEC when this is when the flagship program is in such trouble.
ESPN.com Big Ten blogger Adam Rittenberg. You know, Adam, I look at this kind of stuff and I see what happens at USC now. 30 scholarships stripped. That's not easy to say. But, you know, then you also know, I mean, we all know USC's still getting great recruiting classes in there. So when the NCAA does come down on Ohio State, if they do, but I assume when, how much is it going to hurt Ohio State in terms of bringing them back to the pack in the Big Ten?
I think initially there's a potential for it to hurt significantly because, you know, if you're a team that has a bowl ban, that has significant scholarship losses over, you know, 2-3 year span, you're not having the large recruiting classes. You have a harder time, I believe, competing for national recruits. Now, as you point out, Ohio State's still going to have some great players who want to play there and some great coaches and everything else that they have facilities that they can really compete for Big Ten championships. But I do think it brings them back to the pack, and you just have to look at what's happened in the Pac-10. It used to be USC and everybody else. Now we're talking about Oregon and talking about Stanford. You know, the Big Ten, it's Ohio State and everybody else. And now I think you have to look, Nebraska's coming into the league, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Iowa, Penn State, Michigan, if they're on their way back, I think it's going to be potentially a more balanced conference. But I also would caution anyone against dismissing Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Adam, Mike Carpenter here. So a question that I have is, do you think this has the potential to spread further into the athletic department at Ohio State as a whole? And what I mean by that is, with all these influences, they were outside influences, they were boosters, the tattoo parlor guys, if you want to go with that direction. I mean, all these guys that were involved outside of the players weren't necessarily directly affiliated with Ohio State athletics. Are we looking at some stud basketball recruits, or do you see this stretching any further than just the football team?
There's a possibility. I think as these issues are examined by the NCAA, by media outlets, there's obviously a potential for it to go beyond football. But I think the concern for Ohio State's athletic department are things like, you know, the statement made by athletic director Gene Smith back in December that the memorabilia sales were an isolated incident. You know, after a pretty brief investigation by the school into Pryor and those guys. I mean, clearly, there's enough evidence that this wasn't an isolated incident. There's other things out there that they should have been aware of. So I think for you know, the administration, for the compliance office, these are very unsettling times because of you know, layers and layers of this problem that keep coming out.
Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger. Just another question for you before we let you go. You mentioned earlier that this could go deeper. How much deeper do you think this can go, and how much trouble do you think will follow?
Well, I think it has the potential to go, deeper, at least in the memorabilia sales issue. You saw that with the SI piece last night. You know, the car sales are another thing that's coming out, and those are two things that can affect a lot of different players and a lot of different elements of your athletic program. So, again, it's about what happened and who knew and who didn't know, and all those things need to be addressed here. And Ohio State's working as hard as they can to ensure that their program isn't going to be crippled in the long run. But again, when the NCAA is in your backyard and has reason to sniff around at all the elements of your program, it typically doesn't result in good things. So we'll have to see how this goes. But I just would say that I don't think that the last chapter for Ohio State in this case has been written.
If you want to know about the Big Ten, he's the guy you turn to. ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger, Adam Rittenberg. Adam, thanks again for joining the Tay and Jay Show.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right,
thanks,
that is Adam. We appreciate him coming on. He does a great job with filling everybody in on the Big Ten.
Yeah, and if you want kind of a truncated version of this whole ordeal, go to ESPN.com, search for Adam Rittenberg in the Big Ten blog. He puts everything together
right,
for you.
Yeah.
If you don't have time to read that 20-minute SI piece, I sent that to you today.
You
I was like, if you need to shorten it up a little bit, go to Adam's stuff. So go visit him.
That's funny you said that because I opened that and I was like, I'm not going to be able
easier.
To read.
A lot easier to digest.
Right. You're right. That's true. By the way, your trip to Busch Stadium, I think, has gotten you smarter. You have used words today.
Truncated.
That are so impressive.
What was the first one you used that was really good?
Culpable, you've used today.
I even used truncated.
You used it, and then one of the callers used it.
I figure I talk for a living
now.
Look
at you.
So I can't use my thesaurus, so I should look in the dictionary every once in a while.
Go to Busch Stadium. Things happen. It's like well water.
How many jean shorts?
I was going to say.
There were a lot of them.
I have my plaid shorts on. I should have worn my jean shorts. But we were counting for a while how many jean shorts.
I love it. You guys are cruel. It's AJ Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.